This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. It was the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history, and now the man responsible is facing the death penalty. KDKA-TV's Megan Schiller.
The jury unanimously has agreed that the aggravating factors outweigh the mitigating factors. So they have voted unanimously that they believe that Robert Bowers, by killing 11 people inside the Tree of Life Synagogue in Squirrel Hill, deserves the death penalty.
It could be a chaotic scene in D.C. for former President Trump's arraignment. Correspondent Natalie Brand sets the scene.
Security preparations are underway and demonstrators gathering outside the Washington, D.C. courthouse where former President Donald Trump is scheduled to be arraigned Thursday. This indictment, related to his actions after losing the 2020 election on January 6th, lists four felony charges accusing Trump of spreading lies, knowing his claims were false, and along with six co-conspirators organizing fake electors in seven states he lost.
An Oregon man's accused of abducting a woman and locking her up in his garage in a makeshift cinder block cell. Here's CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
FBI officials identified the alleged attacker as 29-year-old Negasi Zuberi, who they say was posing as an undercover police officer when the abduction occurred. He sexually assaulted, handcuffed, and shackled the woman in Seattle, driving more than 7 hours across state lines to his home in Klamath Falls, Oregon.
The woman was able to escape. The alleged attacker is now behind bars. A rule change in Mesquite, Texas, on what kids can bring to school. KTVT-TV's Olivia Leach reports they need to have clear backpacks.
In a statement, Mesquite ISD says, quote, while clear bags may not prevent all prohibited items from entering our buildings, in general, clear bags are a deterrent.
In Idaho, a federal judge has ruled it would violate medical providers' free speech rights to sanction them for referring patients to out-of-state abortion services. Law professor Cynthia Suhu.
It's a real stretch for them, I think, to try to criminalize people or prevent people from leaving the state to have abortions. But I think because criminal penalties are attached, it really is creating a chill because no one wants to run the risk of a criminal prosecution.
Some veterans are suing the Defense Department and the Department of Veterans Affairs to get access to infertility treatments. They're looking to get in vitro fertilization coverage for military members and vets who don't fit the VA's definition of infertility as pertaining solely to married heterosexual couples. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Did you know the Wisconsin Military State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos, chicken on a stick, deep-fried old-fashioned, or pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Alice. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit. because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
If Wisconsin was Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, like the flipped on its head,
sure.
What would things be made out of?
Cheese curd bushes.
Okay.
Right? So you can just pick cheese curds off the cheese curd bush.
Are cheese curds more of a fruit?
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Do you care about UFOs or UAPs or whatever we're calling them, aliens in general? The truth is out there, but do you care, actually? 844-967-2789. What is your interest level amongst all of the competing headlines and your attention for the stories of the day? Where does yesterday's congressional hearing on UFOs fall? Because it might surprise you that it's doesn't have a lot of people's attention, or at least as many as you'd think it would, considering our entertainment that's been dedicated to life beyond. But nevertheless, yesterday, you know, every couple years we get some new report about a whistleblower or a grainy black ops video of something that looks like a first trimester ultrasound, and are informed that aliens have once again been confirmed to be real. And the latest declaration came yesterday during a congressional UFO hearing where lawmakers joined the calls for greater transparency during a hearing where three former military officials testified about their encounters with unidentified aerial phenomenon.
Oh, that's what that stands for.
I think it's aerial, or I've also seen an anomalous. I don't know. One of the other
UAPs. Okay.
UAPs. So I'm hoping that I'm going to say his name. David Grusch, who's a former military intelligence officer, and he was for 14 years in the Air Force and National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, told lawmakers that aliens are real, physically in the government's possession, and obviously being kept a secret. The Pentagon has not confirmed or denied, but in the past they've always denied. And the subcommittee also heard from Ryan Graves, who's a former Navy pilot who's spoken out about UFOs, and David Fravor, who is a retired Navy commander who saw something off the coast in California in 2004 that was captured in the infamous Tic Tac video. And Graves urged more investigation, saying that the aircraft are foreign drones. You know, there's foreign drones, and then it's a national, like the whole thing is basically, is this is a national security problem. And before we move on to the question, did you follow this yesterday? I would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Do you care? Is this interesting? 844-96-PARTY. Jane Van Der, do you care? This was happening while we were on air.
Right. I did see some of the testimony. Can I play a little clip?
You can absolutely play a little bit.
Let's take a little listen to some of the hearing. Again, in a public hearing in Congress. This was in public, recorded for consumption. Take a listen.
Do you believe our government has made contact with intelligent extraterrestrials?
Something I can't discuss in public setting.
You're public.
Okay, I can't ask when you think this occurred. If you believe we have crashed craft, stated earlier, do we have the bodies of the pilots who piloted this craft?
As I've stated publicly already in my News Nation interview, biologics came with some of these recoveries. Yeah.
Were they, I guess, human or non-human biologics?
Non-human, and that was the assessment of people with direct knowledge on the program I talked to that are currently still on the program.
And was this documentary evidence, this video, photos, eyewitness? Like, how would that be determined?
The specific documentation I would have to talk to you in a skiff about.
Jane's just dumbfounded.
Well, first of all, you're in a public hearing. Yes. And therefore saying, well, I can't say that in public. Then why are you here?
Why are you here?
What, you going to show, you want to draw some stick figures and tell your story that way?
So, yes. Yeah, so there's a little bit about this is like it kind of ended up being, the hearing itself ended up kind of being a nothing burger as far as, and maybe that's why. But my, what I was really interested in is kind of how, not under the radar, because obviously we're talking about it today, but where do you think this hearing about aliens and UFOs and someone kind of alluding to under oath in front of Congress that, yes, there are non-human remains in the government's possession, where on the Google Trends for the United States yesterday do you think that story ended up? Jane, if you had to guess, where do you think?
Way in the bottom.
So it was, is that way in the bottom? But as of yesterday, it was sixth.
Sixth.
Sinead O'Connor was first. Mitch McConnell was second.
And we're going to get to that too.
Yeah, we're going to get to both of those. USA versus Netherlands was third. Barcelona was fourth. The crane collapse in New York City was fifth. And then, with about 100,000 searches, the UFO hearing. And it's just, it's funny to me because it feels like something that everyone would be captivated by. And we've been captivated by, and we've wondered for how, you know,
long time.
Centuries, decades, yep. As far as like since space travel became an even like a like comprehension of thinking about life outside of Earth. And it just doesn't seem to have captured, you know, more people were like, what happened to Mitch McConnell? And are there aliens? And I would love to know if you are one of those people or where do you fall on the interest level of this topic? 844-967-2789.
Jack from Merrimack is joining us this morning. Good morning, Jack. What do you think?
Good morning. Well, either UFOs or UAPs or whatever you want to call them, either they're alien in origin or they're not. Either they're weird atmospheric phenomena or they're not. Either they're advanced military aircraft that are being tested or they're not. And there may or may not be aliens, but you know what? None of this ever tried to take over the government of the United States. And that's where Congress really needs to start putting its efforts into. And of course, what they're trying to do is take the attention away from the fact that there were both political and violent coups that tried to take over the government of the United States in January of 2021. And the entire House should be investigating, especially those people who were involved in the fraudulent elector scheme, because that's was intended to sound like a real honest political situation. It wasn't, of course. It was totally unlawful. And not one single Republican is addressing it in the whole idea. You know, let's just keep this other garbage. I was going to use different words, sorry, in the news, and and, you know, say impeach Hunter Biden. Oh, excuse me. He's not the president, is he? You know,
so Jack, at least with this topic though, so are you in the camp? Are you in the camp that you think this UFO story is a distraction?
I absolutely think it is a distraction.
Okay.
The whole purpose of these hearings is to distract us from the reality that we almost lost our government.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call, Jack.
Thanks a lot, Jack.
And it's interesting because I think for so long, there were so many people who felt like the government is keeping this from us and that they have information about alien life forms and UFOs and they're keeping it a secret from the general public. And it's just fascinating to me that there's now more and more people who are, when it's brought up and talked about in public, in a congressional hearing, there are people like Jack, and Jack's not alone, that think that this is distracting us from, this is the distraction.
Yes.
Now. That they're like teasing us with, you know,
shiny
the X-Files.
Shiny thing
and,
over here.
And it's like, let's look at this. Let's talk about this instead. And, you know, and my brother and I were talking about this, that he, you know, that there supposedly there's a longstanding theory that when the public support for wars ultimately wanes, which you can probably argue that is happening. I think a lot of people are both on any side of the political spectrum are like kind of over being at war with people, that there was going to be a push for spending, like huge war type spending on space, on like the next war of like outside life forms. And obviously that's super speculative, but I just think it, like, this is a perfect example of something that you think would capture people's attention, and it really just didn't.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Dave from Mequon. Good morning, Dave. What do you think?
Good morning. Well, I'll be honest with you. I've always taken an interest in this, so that's the nerdy part of side of me, I guess, of things. And the reason why I say that, you know, we've had previous presidents that have talked about it, you know, not at length, but, you know, there's, you know, been some discussion in that. And keep in mind, and I actually have a friend of mine, to be full disclosure, that does a lot of documentaries. He puts a lot of films together for PBS and what have you. And he went out to Area 51, which is highly secretive. And what he encountered there and what he put together was really, really kind of bizarre and interesting all in one. And keep in mind, we had the issue, if people have to remember.
Dave, so we got a minute, so.
I'm going to, okay. We had, you know, the Roswell crash in New Mexico many years ago. And initially, it was kind of, you know, it was a big deal, and then it was blown off as just as a weather balloon.
Unfortunately, Dave, we're coming up against a break, so I got to let you go. But thank you for the call, and we're going to keep this going. So if you have thoughts, do you care? Is it a distraction? What do you think about UAPs? 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Overnight, partly cloudy skies, 69 degrees with light southwest winds. On Thursday, mostly sunny, our high reaching 92. The heat index between 95 and 100 degrees. And for the mid to late afternoon hours, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Right now, it's 73.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
To As Goes Wisconsin, I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair, and we are taking your calls and texts on your reactions from yesterday. I don't know how you would have avoided hearing about Trump's latest indictment, the third one, this one, regarding the January 6th insurrection and his involvement in that. And, you know, I'm asking if you've thought about what you will do if he is reelected, because that is a real possibility.
For sure.
Considering the man has 78 different charges against him and his numbers are only growing. And I guess for any of our conservative or Republican listeners who are, and this is a real question, why Trump over any of the other candidates who are running? Like, what is your allegiance to him, or why do you think he is such a better candidate that, obviously, I'm not assuming that you would ever want to vote for a Democrat, let alone Joe Biden, but as far as, it's a pretty heavy field right now. There's a lot of people in there. And knowing the baggage that comes with Trump and knowing that he's facing these charges, he's going to go through these court cases, what is the adherence to Trump or no one? 844-967-2789. Do we have a call?
We do. We have Ross on the line from Crawford. Good morning, Ross. What do you think about all of this?
Hey, good morning, you guys. So back in 2016, when Trump won the first time, I was a fairly clean-cut 60-year-old guy, right around that age. And I just didn't shave and didn't get a haircut for 4 years. And it was sort of funny because people would look at me and I would tell them, other people would look at me and say, oh, God, there's this old gray-haired Santa Claus-looking guy. After Trump got out, I kind of held on to it for a while because I thought, boy, this country still seems kind of crazy. Eventually, I got a haircut and kind of cleaned myself up again. And then I'm like looking at that same poll that you guys saw yesterday, and I'm thinking like, what do I do this time? And I'm thinking, when I talk with Republicans or people that if the politics comes up, and I try not to always go there, but if it comes up, I want to learn how to tell the people with a smile on my face, but I want to tell them that they're crazy. But I'll do it with a smile on my face. I don't know what to do. It's just so crazy.
I like that your form of self-protest is, I'm not going to shave. I'm not going to cut my hair. Because you got to do what you got to do, right? How's it hanging right now? Is it long or is it short right now?
No, I ended up getting it cut about it was about a year or so after Trump was, you know, after Biden was elected. And I kind of thought, okay, maybe we're kind of back to a reasonable course for our country. And so I cut it. But now I realize this is our country. I mean, people are, you know, this is who America is. And it's just like, ugh. So I think it's the trick is just to kind of tell people that I think you guys are crazy as anything can be. But I'm going to try to do it in the nicest Wisconsin way possible.
I like it. Thanks for the call, Ross. It's interesting because I feel like if he gets the nomination, I think it becomes a repeat of 2020. And there's just people who are not excited about Biden who can't stay on the sidelines. Like it's such a choice that people are not excited about, I understand. But as far as, I just don't know how you look at the existential threat that this guy poses as what he's willing to do to put himself above literally everything and think that it is a good idea. And this is not a Republican thing, at least not for me. This is a Trump thing as far as this guy can't be in office again.
And I'm sorry. I think it's important for people to remember also that even 7 years ago, when he lost the Iowa caucus to Ted Cruz, that was fraud too.
Yeah.
Everything is fake when he loses. Everything. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Julie from Kenosha. Good morning, Julie. What do you think?
Good morning, ladies. This is what I really think. Number one, people of his party really believe that that's their God. Okay, well, I don't. And number two, if he makes it, I fear that there will be, he said he would rule as a dictator. Mm-hmm. That's scary. And then the other thing would be he's going to change all the laws. He's going to unleash the prisoners that are in there now. And I believe there would be persecution the way this is all going, especially like in the end times. But the thing is, I don't believe, I do believe once he's in, he's never going to get out. He'll be president for the rest of our lives. That's what I fear.
Well, and what I fear is that there continues to be enough people who are complacent enough to go with it because they're still so, there's people who know better, but they're so, right. they see the numbers, they see the polling, they see where the base is, they can't choose country over party. They can't choose country over winning. And so the fact that it continues that, like, if he were to get reelected, there's still enough yes men out there who will empower him and not say, like, not step down, not like leave it just for him to, like, enough rope to hang himself. I don't always like that expression, but I'm thinking, I don't know, but we had to go to a break, Julie, but thank you so much for the call. We'll keep this going after the break. 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. The gunman responsible for the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history learns his fate. KDKA-TV's Megan Schiller.
After 37 days and just shy of 10 hours of deliberation, the jury has decided on the death sentence for Robert Bowers.
Former President Trump's expected to be arraigned Thursday afternoon. He's facing indictments in three jurisdictions, and our Nicole Killian tells us there could soon be a fourth, Atlanta.
A District Attorney Fani Willis could announce a charging decision at any time, and we are seeing things being set into motion.
An Oregon man abducted a woman and locked her up in a cinder block cell. FBI agent Stephanie Shark says the woman escaped.
The victim's focus, actions,
and her will to survive triggered a law enforcement response that may have actually saved many other women from a similar nightmare.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or Pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Alice. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit. Because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. And I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere, and we are wrapping up our conversation around the latest indictment for Donald Trump that came down yesterday evening.
It's a big one.
Pretty damning, but also just, you know, I think makes, I don't know, the documents is, I know I'm not saying it's not a big deal. Paying off Stormy Daniels, I'm not saying it's not a big deal, but this is just such a bigger deal. And yeah. And so you said we had a couple of good texts.
We do. If you want to check in, 844-967-2789 from Jack in the Mac, Jack from Merrimack. People who dismissed the latest indictment need to realize that during Trump's second impeachment trial, Republicans believed he was guilty even though they voted for acquittal. Mitch McConnell even said on February 26th of 2022, quote, there is no question, none, that President Trump is practically and morally responsible for January 6th, unquote. McConnell also said he voted for acquittal essentially because the criminal justice system is the one that should deal with it.
And they are.
Yes.
But it is interesting, you know, had they actually impeached him, they wouldn't, they being the Republican Party, wouldn't still have to be dealing with him right now.
Absolutely.
And I don't know if they regret that or not, but as far as, you know, swing states, including ours, walking this line between, we know that there's still a lot of support for Trump, so we kind of have to support him, but we're also worried about if he could actually win in the general. And so where are we the party of MAGA? Are we the party of trying to expand and bring more people into the party? You know, they're now like adopting early voting, and
which I just can't believe that that's not going to boomerang back and hit him in the head. Now we love it. Please vote early.
Make your vote.
It's fine. It's safe. Go. John from the Menominee Falls. I've always said you can't fix stupid. If Trump wins the nomination of the Republican Party, which he probably will, there will likely be 40 million Americans that still vote for someone who has been indicted for committing conspiracy against the American people, has been found guilty of sexual assault. He's been reported to have more than 30 NDAs with women for sexually inappropriate behavior. He has been questioned by his employees at Trump Tower for his racist policies of not renting or selling condos to people of color because, quote, you wouldn't want to live with them either, unquote. And he's managed to go bankrupt 8 times despite being given hundreds of millions of dollars from his parents. I guess I'll have to vote for the only president who has ever done anything to address climate change, who is incentivizing manufacturing in the U.S. again, and has managed the economy better than pretty much every other nation on the planet coming out of COVID.
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole other thing as far as people's desire to not vote for Joe Biden versus, I would say, maybe looking at his actual record. But it just doesn't matter, right? Like, it just feels like people's... There's enough people out there who just don't have faith that any of this is real and that it's, you know, worth anything, and that Trump is still their guy. And there's a lot of those people. And so we can't just put our head in the sand. And I think this is also a crossroads for the media in how they choose to cover Donald Trump as a presidential candidate that is not a normal presidential candidate. And I don't know what those internal discussions will look like as far as CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, like all of, you know, besides the entertainment side of, I don't know what CNN is doing these days since Chris Licht is gone, but you know, so the institutions that are still trying to be objective, how they choose to cover him will be important.
And I think it's interesting also, Don Jr. said this a couple of years ago, that the Republican Party is now Trump's party.
Yeah.
And I think that's accurate. I don't think the Republican Party exists anymore. And I think Trump supporters have authoritarian envy, like Viktor Orban in Hungary, and certainly Vladimir Putin in Russia, and even Kim Jong-un in North Korea. There's some dictator envy going on there, and I think there are a fair amount of Trump supporters who would love to see him be installed as permanent leader.
Which is interesting because, like, if you play that out, does that mean that those are people who want to live in a dictatorship?
Well, because they think everything's going to go their way. You know, you're only going to hurt the people that we hate. Yeah, you're not going to hurt us.
Until they eventually come for you.
Oh, but no. There's no prior examples of that, is there?
Well, I think we're going to move on. this is enough doom and gloom for the day. Although we have a couple people on the line right now, so maybe we'll see if they want to add to the conversation. But I do want to just prep or plug what we're doing for the rest of the show, because it's not all going to be this. In the next segment, we are going to give away more state fair tickets. So if you would like to, today is your last day, because I am going to Vegas tomorrow for my husband's 40th birthday with a group of friends. And so tomorrow and Friday will be reruns. And so this is our last day that we're giving tickets away at 10:50. So in the next segment, and we're also going to give tickets away again at the end of the show at 11:50. So if you would like to win those and you can't lose, you should call in then, 844-967-2789. And then in the second hour of today's show, if you've seen the Barbie movie, we want to hear from you because I saw it over the weekend and I have thoughts. And I have thoughts on the cultural discourse that is happening because of that movie. And then we're going to have some fun, like it's a Friday at 11:30, because I want to hear your best and worst Vegas stories.
Oh, that should be good.
Are you a Vegas person? Do you love it? Do you hate it? Do you have any advice on being 7.5 months pregnant in Vegas when it's 110 degrees? So we will get to that at the at 11:30. But right now we have some more callers.
We do. 844-967-2789. Jeremy joining us from Wausau. Good morning, Jeremy. What do you think?
Well, you're talking about Trump being like an authoritarian. I don't really think that's his main goal. I mean,
what do you think his main goal is?
I personally think he did a lot of good things for the country. Biden, on the other hand, is really running us into the ground.
How is he? What is happening right now that you feel like we're being run into the ground?
The Department of Justice is very corrupt. Mr. Biden is very corrupt. I mean, I take it for what I see.
Jeremy, I'm curious to also, what did Trump do that you thought was so good for the country? He didn't build the wall. Mexico never paid for it. He didn't come up with a replacement healthcare plan.
But
he didn't come up with an infrastructure plan.
Well, yeah, I know the whole COVID thing kind of threw a wrench in a lot of that.
Which he also said was going to disappear. Which he also said was going to disappear like a miracle.
What, COVID?
Yes.
It literally did.
It disappeared like
a
miracle?
The biggest scam ever, too.
After a million Americans died?
Yeah, well,
there's also a COVID surge happening again right now.
From influenza, too.
There's still a COVID surge right now. The number of hospitalizations is still rising for the first time since the beginning of 2023.
Right. Well, I mean, a lot of people die from influenza, too. Like, a lot of people. And for some odd reason, nobody had influenza for a whole year.
That's because we were wearing masks.
Masks don't do anything.
All right, Jeremy, we have another caller waiting, so I'd like to just get, so you are obviously going to vote for Trump. You're hoping that he becomes president again. So for you, none of these 78 charges matter.
A lot of it's a bunch of BS is what it is. Really.
So is there a reason why you are still, you would still pick Trump over any of the other Republican nominees who are running?
Well, as we sit, I mean, there are other people I do like. I mean,
okay.
I'm not saying that he is like God or anything like everybody's saying, but I mean, he has the most knowledge to do the job. You know, and there are other candidates I do like. I mean, I'm not going to say it, you know, him or nothing.
Okay. Jimmy, we have other callers we're going to get to, but thank you so much for your call.
Absolutely. 844-967-2789. We have Scott from Chicago on the line. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. To what you mentioned earlier about McConnell acquitting Trump, saying it was Justice Department's problem, I agree with that. But kind of where we've gone now is factual reporting is seen as partisan reporting because it's so extreme, because that's what happened. Like, we are at this point of, it seems partisan because it's so absurd, but the problem is the facts are so absurd that that's what it looks like.
Yeah, well, and it's also, I think when you just, I mean, if you take Jeremy's call, like, there's just also people who are so convinced of the information that they're getting And there is so many different ways to get information that it is, it becomes easy to point at other outlets and other sources to say, well, what about this? Or this, that's what this says. Like I, one of the stories I don't think we're going to get to today, but you know, Florida right now is contracting with Prager University, which is admitted that they are trying to indoctrinate children with their short videos with a right-leaning ideology, and that's now, they're not accredited, and now Florida's just going to start, that's been approved, and so teachers can use it as part of their curriculum. And so when there's such a variety of sources out there that, like, you can pick and choose what you want, you can point to some kind of authority and say, well, they say this. And so I agree with you that it's like, to even report the truth and try to do objectively, you get to the point where people could be like, well, no, that's so partisan because it doesn't agree with this other thing that I find that agrees with what I think. So we got to let you go, Scott, because we got one more call before I want to squeeze in before the break.
844-967-2789. Liz from the 262. Hey, Liz, what do you think?
If Trump is elected, I'm going to hang up my 15-by-3-foot Biden-Harris banners all 4 years that he's in office, just like they do, the Trump supporters do around me.
Are you in Waukee? Where are you?
I'm in Ozaukee.
Ozaukee, okay.
Counties.
Yeah, there's definitely a couple big Trump signs that I see when I'm driving from Milwaukee to the studio in Waukesha, depending on which route that I take. And so, you know, good for you. And it is your right to do so if you want to keep that a Biden flag up.
Yep. And that's what I'm going to do. It's going to be on our corners. So it will be lots of traffic. We'll be able to see it.
Perfect. I love it.
I love you both. I love your show.
Thank you so much, Liz. Thank you for the call.
That means everything to us, Liz. It really does. 844-967-2789. Again, John from the Falls, as long as there are voters that say Trump did great things and then can't name any of them, and that claim that Biden is running the country into the ground and they can't explain any reason how or why they believe this to be true, our country is in big trouble.
Indeed. So, at least on the, we're going to play when we come back. If you would like to win state fair tickets, we're going to lighten it up a little bit.
You can't lose.
Let's talk about state fair food. But also one piece of news that did drop this morning. Lawsuit challenging Wisconsin's legislative maps to be filed at the state Supreme Court today. So that didn't take long. All right. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Overnight, partly cloudy skies, 69 degrees with light southwest winds. On Thursday, mostly sunny, our high reaching 92. The heat index between 95 and 100 degrees. And for the mid to late afternoon hours, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Right now, it's 73.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Looked up and down and found an eating place in town. He looked the menu through and through to see what 15 cents could do. One meatball. One meatball.
Back to Ask Us Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She's Jane Van Der. What are we listening to?
That is One Meatball by Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters.
I'm surprised that wasn't in Lady and the Tramp.
Would be great.
I guess they shared a piece of spaghetti.
Yes.
Not a meatball.
Not a meatball.
They did. I think they moved the meatball towards one another with their
noses. It's about food.
It's about food because we're trying to give away state fair tickets. So if you would like, we do not have a caller right now. So if you would like to win state fair tickets, you can't lose. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY.
Call now.
Call now. I'm going to give it 2 minutes and then I'm going to make Jane play instead. And so
I'll take the tickets. I think my husband and I want to go on Sunday.
This Sunday?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
But then as a reminder of what we have coming up for the rest of today's show, a reminder, tomorrow and Friday, I will be out. I'm going to Vegas to celebrate my husband and his twin sister's 40th birthday. So at 11:30 today, I want to hear your best or worst Vegas stories. And so do you love Vegas? Do you hate Vegas? Do you have advice for a 7.5 month pregnant woman
who's going to Vegas?
And also, I found a video that says the unspoken travel rules. So we'll talk about which ones we agree with or not from that. And then also coming up in the next hour, at the top of the hour, we're going to talk about Barbie finally. And then we might let it go. But since I saw it, I feel like we got to talk about it. All right. 844-967-2789.
Doc from Milwaukee is our contestant. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Great. All right. So I will remind you of the rules of the game. I am going to read off three different descriptions of new foods you can get at the state fair. And you get to choose which one you would eat the entire thing once, what you would eat every day for the rest of your life, and what you will never eat and banish to hell. Got it?
Got it.
All right, Doc. All right. So the first one is a dill pickle donut. What started as an April Fool's Day joke has taken off. Welcome the dill pickle donut. Get ready to bite into this hand-cut, yeast-raised donut frosted with a dill pickle juice, whipped cream cheese, and topped with thick-cut dill pickles and a dill sprinkle. So that is option number one.
These are torture items.
All right, option number two. Deep-fried chocolate-covered strawberry Twinkie. Deep-fried Twinkies served on a stick just got even better by adding chocolate-covered strawberries. Maybe not so bad. That's decadent.
That's not horrifying.
All right, and the last one, Doc, is a pizzadilla, which I chose just because it's fun to say. let me try to get the description.
Pizzadilla.
Pizzadilla. Well, why isn't the description coming up now? Come on. There we go. The pizzadilla is a grilled quesadilla, not to confuse with a quesadilla, filled with mozzarella cheese, pepperoni, sausage, and pizza sauce, served with a side of marinara sauce. All right, Doc, which one are you devouring the entire thing once?
The pickle one.
Really? You're going to go for it. Do you like dill pickles? All right, there you go.
Okay.
All right, which one are you going to eat every day for the rest of your life?
The pizza.
That's a good choice.
Pizzadilla.
Pizzadilla.
I could go with that.
I actually feel like I could make that at home and be very satisfied. that means that you have no interest in the deep-fried chocolate-covered strawberry Twinkie.
No.
No judgment, Doc.
No judgment
whatsoever. You can't lose this game.
Absolutely. All right, Doc, what is your favorite thing to do at the state fair?
Well, being that I'm a city slicker, I always enjoy going and looking at all the animals and, you know, getting up close. And of course, checking out all the food, the different food that you can get there. So, yeah, I put a lot of miles on just walking.
Yeah, absolutely. It's also just the people watching.
It is. It's fantastic people watching.
It's such a cross-section of our state in West Allis for 10 days,
yep.
And it's wonderful. Well, have so much fun, Doc.
Don't hang up.
Jane's going to get your information to make sure that we can get you these tickets. But thank you for listening, and thank you for playing.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, we have one more chance to win at 11:50. So come back at the end of today's show to play that game. We got three more options. One I'm really interested to see who... There may be a vegan option.
Oh, really?
In the last one. So we'll see if anyone picks that. Or I feel like a lot of our callers have been very much on the brat cheese, I will eat that for the rest of my life choices.
We're still a little vegan shy, I feel.
All the Beyond Meat and the Impossible Meat, I actually haven't eaten that much of it. I've heard it's pretty good. But I feel like when I choose a vegetarian or a vegan option, it's actually just... like not with replacement type
meat
substitutes.
Right.
It's just because it's
vegetables.
Has enough protein or fat or avocado and stuff in it that it's just fine. And so I've not ventured as far into that. So but I, you know, I'm always impressed with what people can do with food.
Well, and I wish they would do something. I would like fried tofu. I would like
fried tofu is actually very good.
That's what I've heard. And I think if we try to introduce people to vegan like that, as opposed to the squishy, slimy, wet-looking tofu.
Like seitan and stuff like that.
I think they would be more successful.
I will say one of the jobs I had when I first got to Northern California, so I was living in Berkeley and I was commuting to San Francisco. That didn't last very long because I didn't have, it was quite a commute for a $10 an hour hostess job.
Oh, man.
At a restaurant, a pretty high-end restaurant called Millennium that was a vegan high-end restaurant in downtown San Francisco. And I will say the best part of that job, though, was the food. Like, what the chefs could do there.
Oh, I bet.
Even though it was vegan, and the creativity and how good that food was, because that was part of the, like, one of the perks is you got to try all of the food that was on special for that night.
Nice.
But it was also very uppity. So I fared much better at the sports bar that I was also working at that was on campus where all I had to do was pour beers and like talk crap to the guys who'd come in and try to hit on me. And it was a little more my speed
as opposed
than
to
high end dining.
Tonight's entree is served with violet infused.
Do you have any allergies that we should be aware of?
Cucumbers.
That's very Wisconsin of me. All right. When we come back, we want to hear from you if you have seen the Barbie movie and what your thoughts are. I have my thoughts. Would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. And also start thinking about those Vegas stories that you're willing to share. 844-96-PARTY. We'll be back after the top of the hour news. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
One meatball.
Feed it to Frankie.
You get stuffed bread with one meatball.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit. Because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.